going to fade out of the music just a wee bit early tonight. Tom Liebman to you. Welcome to another installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Tonight, we're going to be covering all three of those subjects, the life, liberty, and the jazz of it all. I'm your host tonight, Jeffrey Bennett. You're listening to us live on this first day of June 2011, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Quick market reports. We're going to be moving on. Our special guest will be joining us after the break. Strange things. Wall Street kicked off June on a downbeat note in the wake of gloomy economic reports. Financials were faltering. Why? Well, turns out, there's a lot more foreclosures out there that they've been telling, have not been telling us about, but that's no surprise. Dow Jones Industrial Averages took a royal kick in the pants, down 279 points to end at 12,291. NASDAQ off Route 66 to end at 2769. S&P 500 down 31. Ended their session today at 1315. Global Dow even down 4 at 2147. Oil, well, at this time of the day, they're off 48 cents at $99.81 a barrel. The metals today, well, they had kind of an interesting day, but currently, where the heck are we? Give me some numbers. Give me some numbers here. You know, interesting day. I've not been unhappy with it. Gold has certainly done well. Currently at $1,540.30 an ounce. That's up $1.20. Silver in the aftermarket is up a penny at $36.83. Platinum down $4 at $18.15. Palladium up $1 at $7.70. Rhodium holding even still at $2,300 an ounce. A lot of stuff going on. Moody's cut Greece's rating. Their outlook is now negative. General Motors and Ford, their sales have skidded. All of these things have compounded. We're down also on the closing days, the wind down of quantitative easing too. And let me tell you something. You're 65, 70 years of age. You think that the world's just, you know, your oyster, and boy, you're not getting any older. Well, I got news for you. Today is a very auspicious birthday. No, it's not a sports figure. We're not talking about the fact that Shaquille O'Neal announced his retirement today. Today would have been Marilyn Monroe's birthday, not the dummy she portrayed. She was an exceedingly avid reader of classics, amazing stuff that she would read. Marilyn Monroe would have been 85 years of age today. Now, you think about that, and you realize, I think I'd rather remember her the way she was. pretty amazing stuff. Anyway, our good friend, Roger Sales, is going to be joining us for the balance of the hour. We're going to get through some things, and then, with all good luck, we are going to attempt to open up some phone lines tonight. So get your questions ready for Roger Sales. Going to have much to talk about. What in the world is this thing bouncing on me for? Don't start bouncing on me.
The new Go Berkey kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try Microplant Powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, Microplant Powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Chris Bode, you know, I don't know what it is about these New York politicians. First it was Elliot Spitzer, and now it's Anthony Weiner. Never mind. Let's not even go down that way. Welcome back to tonight's Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Without further ado, because we have much to get done during the course of this hour, allow me to reintroduce our friend, bring our special Wednesday guest back, Roger Sales. Welcome back from Argentina.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, audience. Glad to be back. It's always a pleasure. So Jeff and I were talking a little bit during the break and over the last few days, and I kind of thought that where we'd start tonight is a transition, a segue, if you will, an old radio term, from where we were last time we talked on last Wednesday at the end, discussing the monetary system. And the point of all that was to lead up to the fact that global warming is the taxing mechanism, just like they put the 16th Amendment in April of 1913 and didn't pass the Federal Reserve Act until Christmas Eve of that year. And that's exactly what I think, and I think history proves, and if you understand their systems, what is pretty indicative that they're doing right now with global warming, because of their push on it. When they couldn't get it through Copenhagen, they just started enforcing it in the countries they control through regulation and just sheer brute force, because they cannot put a global monetary system in until they get the taxing mechanism in ahead of time. Or else if they do, then they put the fiat currency mechanism in, and there's instant inflation because there's nothing to suck the excess out of the system and help regulate the rates in the middle. But one of the things that I neglected to talk about that I think is really important, at least the way I understand it, is the way that they get the currency into the system and the way it operates. And it's really kind of interesting. I studied this stuff years ago. I've always been interested in finance and economics, not necessarily finance, but economics. And so when you get into this tax system and you start realizing that it's totally dependent on the monetary system, and it hit me early on that they rode into town on the monetary horse, and certainly that's the one with the greatest return and incentive for them, that they're probably going to ride out of town on the monetary horse too. And and that it might behoove me to study it a bit. So I spent a lot of time reading and studying it. I had the fortunate experience of being in Atlanta with a nice patriot group and a guy that put on a number of conventions. I got to meet some of the people like Byron Dale and pick him up at the airport and have dinner with him and pick their brains and stuff like that. Some people in the audience know who Byron Dale is.
And, yeah, I get emails. I think it's from him on a continual basis. He's still with us, isn't he, or is he long?
Yeah, he is. No, I think he is, and he's he wrote a book called "Bash by the Bankers," where he basically found the loophole in the Federal Reserve. He was up in North or South Dakota, I don't remember which one of the two, and started his own little Federal Reserve up there. And they sent the cops to his house, and they beat him. The picture on the cover was him in the hospital with his face all swollen up. They beat him with a ketchup bottle, and it's really a horror story because he was the farmer of the year in the state the couple of years before. So it's interesting. Anyway, this is the way that I understand the system. The Federal Reserve has, through their 12 different branches, they take all kinds of surveys and determine how much currency's in the system and what the economy in that area that is responsible by that branch. And then they all report back to New York, and they compile all that information, and they come up with decisions on if they need more currency in the system. And so what they do is they call the Treasury, and they say, we're just going to use some hypothetical numbers here. Let's say that they need $1 billion. So the Treasury then goes to the Bureau of Printing and Engraving, where you see those pictures on TV of the offset presses running those sheets of Federal Reserve notes, and they say, we need $1 billion. Doesn't matter what denomination it is. They print up $1 billion worth of currency, and they also print up $1 billion worth of bonds to go with it. Then they take and deliver both of those two separate entities, the currency and the bonds, to the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve writes the Treasury a check for the last amount I heard was 0.023 cents per bill, and that's the cost of the paper, which is actually cloth, it's cotton, and the cost of the ink. Doesn't matter, once again, what denomination it is. This process, by the way, has a name, and it's called seniorage. And let me spell that for you, because I was emailing with a guy, and I couldn't remember how to spell it. It's got an unusual spelling. It's S-E-I-G-N-I-O-R-A-G-E, and it comes back from English law and England, evidently. And so this process is called seniorage, and they deliver both the bonds and the currency to the Federal Reserve. The currency then goes into the banking system, where they loan it in what's called the federal overnight or the federal funds rate to their primary best customers at whatever that rate, publicized rate, is. Let's say, for hypothetical here, that it's 2.5%. Then that goes to the banks, and the banks loan that out at 5%. So if you look at it, it's like a retail wholesale situation where the retail price is marked up 50% or 100%, whichever way you want to look at it, from whatever the wholesale price is. And then we covered last week that they loan that currency into circulation, and then it goes through the whatever the fractional reserve rate is, and it gets redeposited and redeposited. Deposited and redeposited. And the collateral, if you go out and buy a car and sign a promissory note, the promissory note is taken back to the financial institution, and it's put on the ledger on the liability side of a double bookkeeping entry. Not the asset side, which it should be, because a promissory note is now called negotiable paper, and it can be discounted into the secondary market. And so they put it on the liability side to the bookkeeping entry. They discount it into the market, and they pull the funds back, and the funds go on the asset side of the ledger, and that balances the books. And that's what they use to pay off your car. Okay, so that's the way that is happening on the currency side. So it's important to understand, because you hear people say they make money out of thin air. Well, they don't. Because what they've really technically done is monetized your collateral. That's the amount that you borrowed ostensibly, even though the whole process was started with your signature. And there's also compound interest attached. But that amount is what goes into the marketplace. Now, on the other side is the bonds. And the bond market, from what I've heard, is 100 times larger than the stock market. The bond market, which is the bonds back this currency that they delivered along with the bonds to the Federal Reserve, and as we've covered in all of our previous programs with all this legal stuff and the 14th Amendment stuff, and the fact that they've turned you into property, literal property, then you are the collateral for the bonds. They sell the bonds in the international marketplace, and that's what you're just talking about, QE2 ending. Well, that's what they're doing. They're buying their own bonds right now, and that's directly inflationary, okay?
And I'm with you. They're going to run a nail gun here, so I've gone on mute. We're also going to have to go to a break in about 3 minutes, but keep rolling.
Okay.
And, you talk about the property situation. And it's kind of what we got into last night, the text that I sent you about stop being a milk cow.
Yes, you know, and I'd like for us to talk about that between nail gun hits. Then you are the property for the bonds, and that's what your taxes are. Your taxes don't go to fund the country, or at least the lion's share of them. They're going to pay these bonds to whichever international investors, or now that the Federal Reserve is holding so much of them with this quantitative easing of buying them back, because quite frankly, most people in the world don't want them anymore, and China is trying to divest themselves of them and some of their currency as quietly as possible and buy metals and other commodity materials so not as to drive the prices up, so they can keep the prices down in the marketplace and buy more of them. So it's a real ugly situation. But that's the way the monetary system, or at least the way I understand it and have studied it, is set up and operates. And it's really critical to understand that all of the information that we went over in those three nights on the 14th Amendment and that your property is that realistically the reason is because you're the collateral for the bonds, and the bonds underpin the entire financial system because right. The bonds are the things that underpin the currency. So when you get into this and start looking at it, as I've said before, I found God because I found Satan, and I found Satan by studying and understanding this material. Because
you
I
found
don't believe
Satan because of the business you were in. Get out of here.
Well, hey, listen, they control the music business too. That's right. Part of the reason I got out of it, because it's ugly. You know, when I went to get out of the record business, Jeff, I was looking for another job, and I couldn't find any place to apply that all of that experience I had except one place, and that was being a lobbyist. Because it's basically the same thing, you know.
Yeah,
you're out bribing people and paying people off, all right? So that's kind of one of the things I wanted to open with tonight and go back over and define that system a little bit, because I think it's really important for people to understand how intricate it is and the fact that you really are the underpinnings of it. And you're as property, as I said, where do you think and why do you think the IRS files the liens at the property office, man?
It's on you. It's not on the property itself.
That's exactly correct.
We got some music. We're going to go to a break. Hey, Roger, when we get back, we've got a guy that's been on hold for a while. He's a good friend of the network, Mark down in Georgia. You up to taking a call?
Oh, man, I'd love to talk to somebody from Georgia.
I'd bet they at home. We'll be right back with you. I think we got music running. I got music everywhere.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Come back, little Duke Ellington, little Ella Fitzgerald. Let's get on down to Duke's Place. Welcome back to tonight's Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Roger Sales is with us for the hour, as we hope he will be each and every Wednesday night. And we'll, you know, cover a wide range of different subject matters. We've got a good friend of the network that's been holding for quite a while. Now, Roger, before I bring Mark up from Georgia, when our producer told us that Mark was holding online, I said, wait a minute, Mark? Georgia? Isn't that where the Southern Perverted Law Center is? You sure that's not Mark Prokop? He said, no. This guy's a good friend. Mark, welcome to Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz.
Yes, well, I forgive my parents because they've been very generous to me. They have SPLC's rag on their desk, and when I hear neocons criticize people like my parents, and I'm like, yeah, they're as screwed up in the head as you are, and actually, if you know at Emory University, it's called the political bias syndrome. The mechanism is the exact same. People pay attention to the problems they perceive on the other side, and they ignore their own. Both sides do it. So, I don't know. Were you, Roger, involved with a group called the Americans for Lawful Government, ALG? Because I know that goes way back. It doesn't exist anymore. But there were people that were saying, we want government to stick to the law. Did you know them, or were you acquainted with them?
We had a group called Citizens for Constitutional Georgia, and the best of my memory, and this goes back a long ways now, we're, you know, going almost ancient history here. There may have been that little group that fed into the other one, but we had a heck of a group there with some really substantially people that have made great contributions in our Patriot movement there.
You guys,
in Atlanta.
Excuse me for just a quick second. I've got to run and just get these workers out of here. You guys keep chatting. I'll be right back.
Great, Mark. Where are you in Georgia?
Well, I live up in Cartersville, and, you know, if this stuff about, you know, I've seen these maps, and I'm like, well, you know, will it happen, will it not happen, or when, who knows? But I'm up in Cartersville, so if these maps that I see about the New Madrid fault happen, I'm out of the way. I'm pretty close, but like I say, we'll see what happens. I don't know if you knew Jim Bowden. He has a PhD in theoretic chemistry, and he's a... I do know him.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe you want to get his contact information. Maybe if you want me to pass that on to you. Or do you know how to get in touch with him now?
To me.
Okay.
No, I don't. I tell you one thing, though. Don't be too concerned, as concerned of the New Madrid as you are about the Savannah River factory over there, the nuclear facility in Disgusta.
Oh,
that's Augusta. We call it Disgusta.
I hear you.
It's built right square on a fault line, and they're in the process of building a MOX reactor over there right now. They had to take the big concrete laying machine they had and ship it to Japan.
Oh, God bless. I wish this came as a surprise. It doesn't. There was this lady here in Georgia. I call her the powder, spark in the powder keg. Tim Turner turned the Restore America plant into an entrapment operation, and over time she brought to light things that needed to be brought to light. One of the things she mentioned, you know, in our conversations, is that down if I understand it correctly, here's a little sidebar. Argentinium is Latin for silver, so Argentina is named after silver.
That's correct.
And she, that's not really the major point. What she told me was years ago, and the establishment doesn't want word about these kind of things happening. But basically, there were a lot of people disappearing, and it got to the point where the people surrounded the Capitol and various other municipalities and said, "That's it, you're leaving. You can carry a clothes on your back, what you can carry in one handful, and you're gone, and you're never coming back." And can you authenticate that that's what happened down there?
No, I can't. I don't know their history here as much as I should, but, you know, I really don't. I'm not fluent in the language at this point. That's been my biggest stumbling block. I would tell you this is interesting, though, I think you'll find in the listeners, because of my, you know, I'm steeped in law, and I try and find the differences in the two countries, and there's one really big aspect of Argentina that's totally different from the U.S., and that is that mineral rights do not flow with the land. Anything they find here, whether it's oil, gold, whatever, if it's underneath the land you own, the government owns it, and they'll pay you an extraction fee, but and a small royalty, but it's theirs. Now, it's one of those things that's yin and yang, because, you know, it's really, I think, looking back, my opinion, is part of the reason this country has not developed like the U.S. did. But yet, for people like me and my situation down here, that's a blessing, because living here is like living in the States in the 50s, and it's fantastic because you don't have any big box stores. There's not one single franchise except the car rental franchises in the city I live in. And it's, you know, it's fantastic, really. But that's a real major difference. And the people here don't realize it because they don't have the comparison, see?
Right. Well, you know, people, they know what they've experienced. You know, the people, there are times where people, you know, because I deal with things mechanical, they ask me about this, that, the other set of cars. Like, I know the ones I've dealt with, and I haven't, I deal with the cars that I drive, and when people ask for my help about things, I don't know, I'll find out. But, you know, I was just wondering, maybe you could check that out, and, you know, before we conclude the call, I'll just pat through to the guy who handles the call and give you Jim's email address, and I'll give you mine, too, because I'm intrigued because one thing I've tried to explain to people.
We got music coming, Mark. Hold on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Got those icy, icy fingers.
Yeah, welcome back to Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. We come out of the break playing the Obama song, Uncle Remus song. There's lots of different forms of black magic. Roger Sales, Mark's still with us. Keep going, guys.
Yeah, Mark, okay. I wanted to add something I think is real interesting to the audience here. When I first got down here, I met some of these people here are called Anglo-Argentinians, and they're left over from when the Brits built the railroads and had a heavy influence in the country, and a lot of them stayed. And this one particular guy is a mining engineer, and what his job was for years was he sold dynamite to the mining companies here in Andes in Argentina. And he could quote you every mine that's up there, what they mined, how much of whatever they were mining they got per ton, and all that stuff. And he told me a fact that astounded me then, it still does. He said only 17% of the Andes have been explored.
Wow. And that's the surface.
That's staggered me, really.
That's just the surface. Who knows what minerals are underneath the surface. And so you'll check out this thing about find out if this story that I heard about basically the politicians, like, we forgive you, but you can't stay here. check that out when you get a chance. But
If you really want to know the answer to that, you should get a hold of Adrian Salbucci and ask him in Buenos Aires. That guy's a walking dictionary, man. What a good guy he is.
Did you know John Campbell? He used to be the director coordinator for the John Birch Society, and a while back they told him, sorry, we don't have the money to pay you, we have to let you go. But that guy was just incredibly, well, he is, I mean, God bless him, I got his number, I speak with him. He's very knowledgeable about what's really going on, and you know, we're trying to wake people up. That, you know, that, well, I, the, you know, it's like the way I explain it. Ron Paul, God bless him, but he knows he's walking on a minefield. And I'm an engineer by training, by disposition. I'm not here to get around the line, the landmines. I'm here to clear them. And sometimes it's loads of fun. You route, you put a round in your 50 caliber, and blah, 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 and boom, you know, and that's loads of fun because it's just information. Somebody believes, is told a lie, you tell them the truth, and you tell them to check it out for themselves. But the real tricky landmines are the ones that exist inside of a person's head where they believe things not because they've examined it, but the tricky landmines are the ones that you have to defuse, and you can't send a robot to do it because you can't just blow it up. You blow them up with it. So you have to defuse it.
I used this in an email with a guy today, which is an old Mark Twain saying. I'm going to paraphrase it a bit. It says, "It ain't what I know that's killing me. It's what I know that ain't so."
Things that people have asserted, like, yeah, we're made free by violating the God-given rights of people on the other side of the world. You know, like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm persona non grata with a local GOP because I tried to get across a letter to Phil Gingrey, the local Congress criminal, and the letter basically said, we were promised proof that bin Laden carried out 9/11. Where is it? And by the way, now that it's been lawfully delivered, most of the 60 days have elapsed. I'm just going to go to the court of public opinion, like, well, by default, you're admitting you don't have any proof that bin Laden did it, but it's not like I'm going to go to the federal court and have you charged with treason like it amount to anything. But I will take it to the court of public opinion that you refuse to even show me the evidence that was, you know, that our government said that they gave evidence to the Taliban that proved that he did it, and the Taliban said this doesn't measure up, you know. So, you know, it's like if they disclose that evidence, and I get somebody who knows the language to look through it and say they're right, the Taliban is right, this evidence doesn't prove anything. But anyway, you know, that's, you know, when I try to explain to people, one of the things that the landmine is where people think that the dollar has value because you can, quote, buy things with it. And it's the same thing over and over and over again. I said, look, if somebody loaned you $20 and then you later found out that that was the same person that stole $1,000 from you, how much do you owe them? And they look at me like, well, how does that apply? What does that have to do with anything? Like, these people have not just stolen our homes, our businesses. My grandfather on my mother's side had hundreds of acres of land in South Carolina. And basically, he took out a loan to buy some fertilizer. And the bank said, well, we didn't get that deposit. Show us your receipt. And he couldn't find it. So he wound up losing the vast majority of his land just because of a loan. And, of course, you know as well as I do, they actually, now, it's like, this is a fraud to call it lending when they are borrowing money into being that didn't previously exist. And when I try to explain that to somebody, if they're not of the mindset where they're ready to receive it, it just blows their fuse, and they're, you know, it's like, well, maybe someday that'll sink into you that I'm not, you know, having a sane understanding of insanity does not make me crazy. And you're saying, you know, like, well, that's crazy. It's like, but that doesn't keep you from accepting these other things that involve insanity. You don't deny that the Nazi Holocaust happened because it involved mass insanity. Why do you accept, dismiss that this can't be true because it involves insanity? So, you know, I think, well, you've also tried to reason with people who just don't get it, right?
Well, you know, the Goethe quote of "there are none so helplessly enslaved as those who falsely believe they're free." The other thing I wanted to add here was that both Henry Ford and Thomas Edison, who both knew who these guys were, said that the single most important thing any man can study is the monetary system. Now, those are two pretty great men saying the same exact thing. So, you know, if you might ought to take heed of that.
Well, I
hey, Mark, Mark, well, I got to let you go. We got some more callers, and I want to keep them floating.
All right,
through.
I'm going to stand by here to relay some information, okay? Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Tell all the Georgia people hello for me.
God bless
thanks
you,
for Mark's,
okay, man.
Thanks for Mark's participation. By the way, now, Roger, don't lose it. I just got a breaking news headline in from probably Town Hall. Wiener's penis photo dispute to be settled in small claims court.
I swear to God.
That's the headline.
At least somebody's got a sense of humor.
Boy, you're not kidding. Chris up in Canada, welcome to the program this evening.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Chris.
You got me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Loud and clear.
Hey. Yeah, up here in Canada, in Canuckland, we got a... There's a committee that I'm involved with. It's called COMER, the Committee on Monetary and Economic Reform.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that at all, guys?
Not at all for me.
I'm not.
Okay. Well, what they do is a bunch of economists that actually have some intelligence, believe it or not, and they want to try and bring back the Bank of Canada, which you guys should be doing in the States as well.
We've got a lot of things they ought to be doing in the States, man.
Yeah, well, here in Canada, we had the Bank of Canada. And we coined our own currency. We had the legal right to do so.
Yep.
Right?
Right.
And then we lost it. And yep, then we, like, you know, now we got the IMF and all the same guys that you guys got.
Yep.
And we've become debt slaves, pretty much the same way you guys are. I mean, we do everything the States does. It just takes us a little longer.
Yeah, except taking away the guns.
Well, we're allowed to use them for sporting.
Yeah.
You know, if we want to shoot a bird in August, we have a 1 week period where we're allowed to do that.
Right.
But we have to. We're allowed to have our guns, but we got to keep them locked up and dislocated and pretty much. yeah, I can't use them for defense. God forbid.
Yep.
But but you're not talking about this. Like you're talking. I heard you on Jerry and Jenny's show for three days, and I liked you. You're a good guy.
That was great. Yeah, that was a great appearance. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, you're a great guy. Talking about how you get it back. The gold and silver doesn't have to be it. It can be anything.
No.
It can be...
Well, you know, this is one thing you never hear people talking about. Anybody can put it in a search engine, is the tally sticks, T-A-L-L-Y sticks.
Exactly.
And that's what they used in England for, you know, hundreds of years, was sticks as money. Now, what you did in the U.S. was we had the same exact principle with Abraham Lincoln and the greenbacks. And the thing is that you spend that money into circulation and you tax out what you put in. And that's what they did with the tally sticks, and that's what they did with the greenbacks, except they didn't tax them out. They let the inflation get away with themselves. But I'm sure that that's why they killed Abraham Lincoln, is because he wouldn't accept the Rothschilds 23.5 or whatever outrageous usurious interest rate they were trying to pin him to finance the war for the North.
Well, I understand he was a Mason, a 33rd degree Mason.
Yep. Well, it could be. There's a lot of conjecture and history there, and there's a lot of conflicting history because the people that win the war write the history, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, I love the Orwell quote of, those who control today control yesterday, and those who control yesterday control tomorrow.
That's about.
Chris, so much thanks for your call. I've got some other folks holding, and Roger's got some more stuff to cover. But thanks for joining us on Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Hope you'll continue to participate.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mark.
Jim out in Missouri. I'm glad to hear somebody survived the weather last week.
I think it was a couple weeks ago. But, it was pretty ugly. And to my... to my neighbor to the north that just got off the phone, I would like to see the definition of sporting.
Yeah, I was thinking
because,
the same
because
thing.
Because my definition of sporting might be, not be what their idea of sporting is.
Mao's famous quote was, all law comes from the barrel of a gun.
Anyway, no, it was really interesting. I heard, I can't remember if it was Roger or yourself, Jeff, that made a comment, and immediately I went, oh, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Yes. Immediately. You know, none are more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they're free. And,
absolutely.
And that's the problem that we have.
That's why I stress on all the technical stuff is you got to make this information yours and understand the technique they're using and start untying those knots in your mind they're using by dialectical definitions of words. And yeah. If there's one thing that I try and impress to people is that, because if you'll just get that technique right there, you can go light years ahead in understanding what's going on and maybe positioning yourself in front of these guys, because that's the trick.
Yeah, and you know, I wanted to thank you, Roger. I had never heard of you, and I know that I think it was both John Stattmiller and Jeff Bennett had put you on their shows talking about, you know, what you had found and your techniques for trying to distance yourself from this system. I have a very good friend that's an expatriate like yourself.
An expatriate now. I'm a citizen of the United States of America versus a citizen of the United States.
Right.
Those
okay.
Are
I'm glad.
180
okay.
degrees different.
Okay. I'm glad you clarified that. But he teaches the same type of stuff, and it was just a breath of fresh air to be able to listen to you, and to hear what your knowledge was, and. You know, it's absolutely incredible the knowledge that is being spread so fast. Thank God for the internet,
Let me also say that there's a lot of disinformation that's being spread
out there,
too, and you have to understand the principles so you can differentiate those. It's critical because there's so many pieces of disinformation that lead people off in bad directions.
Yes. No, I totally understand that because I've been involved in this for 20 years, and yeah, you have to really weed through the misinformation because there's tons of it out there. But I just wanted to say thank you, Roger. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome.
You know, I don't know if you guys are following some of the efforts that Rod Class is doing.
I watched a video of his today, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely, he is getting on it, and. I think we're gonna get this resolved eventually.
Well, I'm telling you what I feel here, and I keep up on the internet, and of course that's the main news I get is, and I got a great sixth sense for this. I think from maybe all my years in the record business, and of sensing things. And I'll tell you, man, I see ugliness at every turn. I listened last night to Rents, and he had Jerome Corsi on there. Corsi has evidently got Obama dead to rights on this birth certificate. I suppose I think there's some stories on WorldNet Daily about it right now. But he literally entrapped them and got them to, in essence, with his moves, force them to forge this birth certificate and put it out there and knew that it was forged. And he's got them dead to rights. So you've got all of the economic stuff happening. Everything's starting to unwind. You're even seeing establishment media come out talk about a Great Depression coming. You've got all of the things set up in the Middle East that are going on with Libya and everything else. You've got, they've infiltrated Europe with all the Muslims into all the capitals of Europe and all the immigration that's happened in the U.S., and all they have to do is pull a false flag somewhere in the U.S., blame it on the Muslims, and you're going to see a trigger for World War III, man, and that's what they're trying to do, I believe.
Well, you know, just as an example, and then I'm going to get off so other callers can get on, but I can tell you right now, I had a knock at my door last night, 8 o'clock at night, two guys in their 20s, can't get a job, homeless, and they were hungry.
Mm.
Now, if that's not 1930s depression, I don't know what is.
No, it is already, I'm afraid.
It's here. It's here.
Yeah.
So, anyway, appreciate you guys. Keep up the good work, and I'll listen in.
Thanks for the feedback and the compliments.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
All right, bye.
It's... You know, it's good to take the calls. It's allowed me to kind of kick back a little bit because
as
you and I've shared, I enjoy learning along with the audience. So go for it.
I was just going to say, I was going to tell the audience how you and I met. And some of you, if you ever remember my voice, I did some radio shows about 10 or 12 years ago. I was the Silver Lawn guy. And I brought Silver Lawn to the marketplace. It literally got dumped in my lap. I swear to this day, it was a gift from God. And it allowed me to make some money. I was the only rep in the world for that product for about 3.5 years. And that's how Jeff and I met and really became friends, was through some of the preparedness expos, particularly the first one in Charlotte when they had a hurricane go through there that weekend. And I was on your show at least once, and you sold some Silver Lawn. Oh, yeah. And I was talking with Bart Flick, the inventor of Silver Lawn, last year about this time, and we were talking about that South America was not covered in his international patents. And he said, Roger, you can get some cloth and print it up and, you know, plate it up and bring it down there and sell it. And I we were talking about it because Argentina is fairly poor, and even at the old price structure, it was really above these people's affordability level. And I'm going to give the audience a tip on that in a second. The point I wanted to make was that he told me that the cloth we sold was plated when silver was $3.50 an ounce. So if any of you have got Silver Lawn out there, you can almost consider it almost like an investment. I'll give you a great medical tip here, and this is because I was personally trained by the inventor, and then I've had some experiences when I was selling it that reconfirmed this. If any of you get burned or cuts or anything that's medical, put tinfoil on it, because the magic of Silver Lawn was not necessarily the silver, it was the conductiveness of the silver. And if you get a burn, a laceration, or anything, don't get anything on your skin that will interrupt the contact with tinfoil. But if you'll put tinfoil on there, you will see amazing results. If you've got infection, you need to treat it with some sort of internal antibiotic if it's bad enough. I don't ever recommend that, but you may want to. That's an option. But if you'll just use tinfoil, you'll be amazed at the results of how fast it heals with a burn, how quickly the pain goes away, but because it all goes back to the conductivity of the body and recompleting the circuit over some sort of a skin wound.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You bring up the Silver Lawn, and of course, I remember it. You know, much of the audience, some of the audience may not even be aware of what Silver Lawn is, but in real simple language, it was a silver impregnated piece of cloth that both you and I had seen wondrous results with people who had received massive burns all over their entire bodies. And
listen, I saw miracles.
And when this stuff was done, I mean, it was literally, when these people healed, there was literally no scar tissue. But I wanted to share that very quickly, but I think that Bart's own story is simply an amazing story as to how he got screwed out of his own invention. And
well, our friends the Edomites, and I'll complete that for you, our friends the Edomites got in there and stole this corporation, went in and bogused up a bunch of paperwork and backdated stuff and forged it, and along with the corporation, they stole all the international patents and the national patents. And then they made several million dollars off of it for a couple of years, and then the price of silver's gone bonkers. So with their price structure, I think they've been priced out of the market. But, you know, they got a magic way of coming back and pulling things off, so who knows.
Absolutely.
You can go to silverlawn.com. It's still on the net, I think. SILVERLON.com.
Well, I know that Silver Lawn played a very important part in your personal rehabilitation after your accident last year.
It did. I used it on my arm. I've got two titanium rails in my arms, and I'm going to have a reoperation on my arms, matter of fact. But it's the reason I'm in Argentina, because I had a nice cash flow for a few years. I'd been out of the taxing system, so nobody was stealing from me, and I married a gal who was paying all the expenses and moved in with her, so I had all this excess cash, and when Gordon Brown was selling his gold, I was buying mine. So, you know, I'm up pretty good on that, and that's really the way that I'm in Argentina, and that kind of segues into the article that you sent and talked about last night with Simon Black, because I saw down there at the bottom, and he was saying that people move out of the country or whatnot, and he said if you're a single male and you know, financially stable, it's much easier, and I tip my hat to Simon, because that's true. But my move has been wonderful. I think I look back, and I really honestly think it's the smartest decision I ever made in my adult life, was to move down here.
That's great. We, you know, our game plan for the audience is, in fact, that's interesting. I just received an email from one of our listeners, and he's a good friend, and
And he says, on these shows with Roger, I like them better when call-ins are not taken. Nothing against the callers, but the program tends to go in every direction and continuity of what it is that Roger's life lesson plans are all about here. So something for us to kind of keep in mind. And I think
I'll tell you what I'd like to do is if you got callers that have got some questions on the 14th Amendment and all the stuff we covered, the meat of the program of getting yourself free of these creeps and getting out of the system, those are some calls I'd really like to take because I think there's probably a lot of people that have questions on that. And let me update you. The book's about, I'd say, 95% finished. It's being edited now, but my editor took off to Las Vegas for a week, so we're in limbo. And we're working on a website, and I've got some other plans. I've got a really good presentation I did two nights in Atlanta that was broadcast on WWCR that we're going to press up on CD. And even though it's somewhat dated and we've learned a lot subsequently, there's a lot of good background information on that, and it was a real solid presentation. And it's going to be priced very affordably because I want it out there. And besides, you get to see me when I had more hair.
Yeah, well, we've all been down that road. Interestingly enough, I just received another email. It says, hi, Jeff. The callers today sounded like the smartest and sharpest people I've ever heard calling a talk show. So you get both sides of the coin here, you know.
Okay.
And, but, I have to say that if that, in fact, is the case, it has much to do with the presenter, with my guest, my good friend, Roger Sales. And Roger and I have been kind of knocking back and forth with things. And at least at the present time, until everybody gets tired of both of us, our game plan is to have Roger back here in this slot every Wednesday. Before I forget,
it's an honor for me, man. Let me.
Well, it's an honor for me that you've chosen me to be allowed to present this to our listening audience. It is unusual for what most of the talk radio programs do. Frankly, I get tired of listening to myself talk 5 days a week, and I want something different brought to the airwaves, and thankfully, my good friend, you're able to do that.
Well, let me ask to tell the audience, too, if they've got any things they'd like for us to talk about, to send you some emails, and you can forward them to me, and we can have some sort of a format also, which
absolutely,
that we might not explore otherwise.
Absolutely, and I think it's well worth it. Most of you know that because many, I've received a lot of emails over the last 6 or 7 weeks since you've been coming on. Almost each and every one of them I've forwarded down to Roger, and he does painstakingly take the time to respond to them. And so if you've got anything in direct you want to go with, send me an email, gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com. Raj, I hear the music man speaking. We're out of time, brother.
Is it tango music? Because that's
tango
what I want to hear.
Man. Get out and do it. I'll see you again next Wednesday. We'll talk before then. Roger Sales. And we finished up here. I've got to make a Skype call to a good friend of ours over in South Africa, except that he ain't there.
Muchas gracias and ciao.
Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for sharing your valuable time with us this evening. We'll be back again tomorrow night with Bill O'Brien until the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again without apology. I am Jeffrey Bennett.
And all that jazz.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to